Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Houseplants are the victims of a set-and-forget-it type of mentality. Some houseplants are well-suited for this, while others aren't. Winter is a perfect time to check on these green tenants and see how they're holding up. The first thing to think about for houseplants are the conditions. What conditions are they expecting, and what conditions are they receiving? For example, many succulents prefer warm temperatures and plenty of light, including direct sunlight. Compare this to winter, with the cold, drafty windows and long, dark days. The problem that most plant owners have is either a lack or excess of care. Houseplants are frequently overwatered because people care so much about them. On the other hand, some houseplants are out of the way or just forgotten about, leading to severe underwatering. The general rule is to water when the top 2 inches of soil, or two knuckles deep, is dry. This can vary for succulents that like drier conditions, spider plants and ZZ plants that like some neglect, or on the flip side, peace lilies that like consistent moisture. Plants that are overwatered can develop yellowing, sickly leaves and slow decline that will resolve when they see less repetitive dampness. Know what they want and try to provide. Also, when in doubt, pop it out. Take your plants out of the pot if you suspect some issues. Checking for healthy roots and root-bound plants can eliminate some of the confusion. Along with soil moisture, air moisture can impact plants as well. Often, this can appear as crispy edges or tips on leaves. A humidifier will help offset the constant drying from the heater for the plant's benefit as much as yours. Temperatures are also changing in winter. Keep plants away from cool, drafty windows and pay attention to the ones in rooms with little heat. Keep a thermostat by your plants and keep an eye on temperature and humidity. Anything below 50 degrees Fahrenheit and 30% humidity is a warning sign. Ideal conditions are around 70 degrees Fahrenheit and 45% humidity. The last big concern for plants is sunlight. We're approaching some brighter days, but plants can still be showing signs of poor light conditions. Plants growing in poor light can become leggy, where they reach towards the light source, and stems grow with large gaps between the leaves. This movement response is called phototropism, and spindly pale growth is from etiolation. Moving plants to brighter windows, usually south and west in winter, helps. Providing light with grow lights or even shop lights can hold them off till spring. Lastly, dusting with a paper towel can increase photosynthesis. Make sure not to wipe off waxy blush coating on succulents. They need it. Making sure that the preferred conditions are met, or at least approached, is important. Also, give those roots a check. Spring will come around eventually. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.